Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Yes, indeed, like the dude just said, we are solid, conservative, and just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time, I like to say. Well, coming up next, we got somebody who I just realized is from my alma mater of Grissom High School. He also attended Duke University, where he got highest honors in economics, a law degree from the University of Alabama. Mo Brooks has served as a congressman from Congressional District 5 here in the listening area since 2011, is now running for the U.S. Senate in a runoff with Katie Britt, and that runoff ends tomorrow evening, so this is the final push. Congressman Brooks, how are you doing today?
Doing well, except while I was on hold, I heard another one of Katie Britt's attack ads saying I'd voted for all these taxes.
And yeah, I had nothing to do with that ad.
I have never in my life voted to raise sales taxes on anybody. I've never in my life voted for property tax increases, and I've not voted for income tax increases. In fact, the bill that they talk about in that ad would have increased taxes on tens of millions of Americans, and that's why I, along with every other Republican colleague from Alabama, voted against it. It's just brazen dishonesty. Unfortunately, that's the way the other side has been playing this game, and I am most troubled by it. Hopefully, the voters tomorrow will vote for truth and honesty rather than dishonesty. We'll find out.
Well, and I think, too, that it's obvious from the number of mailers that are hitting people's boxes and everything else that her campaign has been so flush with cash that they can spend money on pretty much anything they have a notion to spend money on right now. But that's largely coming from four establishment locations. Yeah,
have added up to over $15 million. Four people. If that's the way the public's going to react, why don't we bother having elections? Why not just have those four people decide who our next senator is going to be and save everybody the time and trouble?
And who are the four? Can you recount that for us?
Yeah, Richard Shelby is one. He's put in over $5.5 million. Keep in mind that Richard Shelby is the person in America who is more responsible for a $30 trillion debt than anybody else alive. So we have a serious disagreement on financial responsibility. When he was first elected to Congress in the 1970s, our deficit was less than a trillion. Now it's over $30 trillion. He's been on the Appropriations Committee, spending all this money, getting all these buildings named after him. And it's just wrong to put this burden on America's future generations. For that matter, Phil, it might be you and me, because it's unraveling quickly, as evidenced by this 8.5% inflation rate. But that's one. Two is Mitch McConnell. He's putting in over $2 million in this election. Keep in mind that Mitch McConnell and I have a serious disagreement. I don't think he should be the Republican leader of the United States Senate. Bear in mind that a part of that is I believe he's been engaged in unethical conduct. He has received, according to his own disclosures, anywhere between $5 million on the low side and $25 million on the high side from his father-in-law and sister-in-law as a gift, keeping in mind that his father-in-law and sister-in-law have made hundreds of millions of dollars thanks to the Communist Chinese Party. Don't believe me? Look at Schweitzer's book, Red-Handed, and look at all the disclosures. So that's number two. Number three is Francisco Collazo. He's a defense contractor. He's put in $4 million. And, of course, if you're a defense contractor and you like the quid pro quos you can get from elected officials, you love to have a United States senator in your pocket that gives you a competitive advantage over other defense contractors in the Tennessee Valley. I don't believe in that kind of operation. But that's three. Number four is a fellow by the name of Jimmy Rain. People at Auburn know him. He's meddled in Auburn's sports program quite a bit, and the Auburn folks can probably give me an earful over whether that meddling has been good, bad, or indifferent. But those are the four. $15 million when you add it all up, and that's so far that's been disclosed by the Federal Election Commission. Who knows what the final tally will be? And they've used that $15 million to attack the good reputation of Mike Durant, to attack the good reputation of myself, and to do so in a shamelessly dishonest fashion. And I wish politics were not this low, but that's the way the Katie Britt team has taken it.
Well, so let me ask you, Congressman, my buddy Jeff Poor from down at FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile, he and I were chatting earlier. You were apparently on his show earlier today, and here we are the day before a runoff, so she's been on the ballot for a while. But today you actually called for her to be disqualified by the Alabama Republican Party. Are you literally asking for them to take her off the ballot here at the last second?
No, and I did not say that on Jeff Poor's show. To my recollection, at least, what I said is she has violated the Alabama Republican Party rules, and that the Alabama Republican Party has disqualified people in the past for supporting Doug Jones. And if they're going to apply the same rules to everybody equally, then they either need to publicly apologize to those candidates who have been disqualified for supporting Doug Jones and leave Katie Britt on the ballot, or they need to remove Katie Britt from the ballot, disqualify her, or not certify her, regardless of what the election results are tomorrow. That's if they're going to believe in equal process and equal protection for all. Now, the Alabama Republican Party has not shown the gumption to this date to treat everybody the same, keeping in mind that the people that were disqualified previously, they were foot soldiers. Katie Britt and Richard Shelby were the commanding generals. So their involvement was much, 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 much greater in the election of Doug Jones in 2017 than the other people that the Alabama Republican Party has already disqualified.
Well, there's no doubt that Richard Shelby did, in fact, influence that election. He called for a write-in campaign, said that he would not be voting for Roy Moore at the same time. And as a result, 21,000, I believe it was, write-in ballots changed the nature of that election. Now, Katie Britt was his chief of staff at the time. And I've seen candidates, you know, taken off the ballot or disallowed from qualification for supporting Democrat causes. But do you have anything that says here's a smoking gun with an email with Katie Britt's name on it that says she was actually supporting that effort?
John Wall, as Republican Party chairman, has told me about those, but he's having a difficult time getting the witness to come forward because of the fear of retaliation by Shelby, Katie Britt and company. I think that the smoking gun is the campaign manager of Doug Jones for Senate in 2017, publicly stating in writing that Katie Britt was, quote, super helpful, end quote, in electing Doug Jones. Now, who knows more than he does? He's an eyewitness to it. That is a smoking gun.
Well, I agree. That came out a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. And he said she was super helpful, I think were his words, super helpful in the Doug Jones thing. Well, so Congressman, I mean, you're down to it though. Let's setting all that aside. The final push is on for tomorrow's ballot. By, you know, just a little over 24 hours from now, the polls will be closed and we'll start counting. What are your thoughts right now? Where are we headed? You picked up some great endorsements and had some folks in the fight. Ted Cruz and Rand Paul both came to Alabama on your behalf. Your thoughts as we head into the last day?
I like the direction we're headed. Ann Coulter, strong on border security, endorsed me today. Additionally, at any moment now, Sean Hannity, there'll be a radio show in which he is encouraging the people of Alabama to support Mo Brooks for the United States Senate. We'll see how all that plays out, but ultimately it comes down to just one thing: who turns out? If you're a conservative and a Republican, then it's quite clear that you should vote for Mo Brooks. If you're a Democrat, a liberal, a rhino, special interest that cares more about your own wallet than your country, then you ought to vote for Katie Britt. And
well,
the Democrats are... You know, she is the Democrat nominee in the Republican primary. You know that from Parker Griffith, his public endorsement of Katie Britt. Voters should know that also from the endorsement by the executive director of the Alabama Democratic Party. And finally, they should know that from the polling data versus those who actually voted in the primary, where Katie Britt got many, 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 many more votes than any of the polling indicated, although the polling was spot on for me and it was spot on for Mike Durant. The delta is that these polls polled Republicans for a Republican primary. They totally missed polling Democrats who participated in a very large degree in this Republican primary for Katie Britt. She's the Democrat nominee.
I think that it's very obvious that there have been places in this state where we can see pockets of Democrat crossover, and it's going to be curious to see whether or not we can look back at the overall statewide ballots in the future and actually watch the level of crossover voting. Certainly something that has to be examined. I think we're looking at closed primaries coming up in our future. But for now, Congressman, we are where we are, and tomorrow night is going to be the night. So best of luck to you, and thanks for the fact that every single time we asked you to come on the show, you did. We appreciate that, because I can't say that for Katie Britt.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity. I don't believe in ducking the public, and I certainly enjoy being with radio talk show hosts, because we're able to have a substantive conversation, not these little 10, 20, 30-second snippets. All I can tell your listeners is, I have fought hard for the Second Amendment right to bear arms. I have fought hard for border security. I fought hard pro-life. I fought hard for moral values. I fought hard for the foundational principles that have made us the greatest nation in world history. If you want that in the United States Senate, I ask for your vote. If not, vote for the other person.
All right, Congressman, you have a great night, and we hope to talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Phil. Take care. God bless.
Take care. All right, bye-bye. All right, Copper, move us to the break. We'll go ahead and take that last break. And by the way, and I am sure it's because Dale Strong was on the show earlier, but I just got contacted by the Casey Wardinsky campaign asking if he could call in at 4:30. So, heck, why not? We'll just go ahead and add one more. I mean, Copper, have I touched my triple dipper? I don't think I have.
Nope.
No, not a bit. We'll just save that for tomorrow. But, yeah, Casey Wardinsky calling in after the 4:30 break. Right now, though, we'll take this break and be right back. Y'all stay tuned.